You may be seated. We'll do a children's sermon. And I didn't say this is also a noisy offering Sunday, so we're going to need people to gather noisy offerings after the children's sermon. But let's do the children's sermon first. Good morning. How's everybody? Anybody, anything? Tired? I'm tired too. Should we just take a nap? Yeah. How about like during the sermon, we all take a nap? All right, I have a question. Do you know what a compliment is? What's a compliment? Something somebody says nice about you. Like if I say, I love your boots, is that a compliment? Or Bella, I love the holes in your knees and what you've done with them. No, they're actually really, really cool. There's like lace inserts or something. Or is that your long johns? Okay, never mind. TMI. They're what? But aren't they cool? That's a compliment. I love your glasses, Clara. They make you look so sophisticated. And I love your shiny shoes. They sparkle, don't they? Do you like to get compliments? Yeah, it's fun to get compliments. Now, today, we just heard the story of when Jesus was baptized. He was an older man when he was baptized. And after he came up out of the river, the heaven opened, and the voice of God said, you remember what God said about Jesus? This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. God was giving Jesus a compliment. I'm letting that sink in a little bit. God was complimenting Jesus. Now, have you been baptized? Yeah? When you were baptized, and every day of your life, God says the same words to each one of you and to most of you out there. No, I'm just kidding. To all of you out there. God says to all of us, you are my child. I love you now and forever. And God gives us a compliment. All right, so let's say a quick prayer with everybody. We'll do the noisy offering and we'll say another prayer. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Help us to receive your gift of being your child, that you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go grab some coffee cans. And I want you all to go around and gather up coins. Oh, it's okay. Start bringing them back around the can. Do you think this can is really, really, really heavy? Don't put them in yet. Not yet, not yet. It's empty. You know why it's empty? Because we took out like $1,400 worth from last year and bought some cows and pigs and bees and trees and just really cool stuff. Now, before you put them in, you got to give them a really good shake. All right, let's say a prayer, and then you can dump them in. God, we ask you to bless these gifts that we bring. Help us to use these gifts to help people around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, right in there. Let's take the lid off. Next. And you can go back to your seats. And I think Carol's going to do a thanks to you about something with this.
It is. It's green. Well, I noticed when I came in this morning that the can was not... Oh, it's very light. It was not on the cart. So it was empty. So I'm here to talk about the global barnyard. So more than 820 million people, that's about 11% of people in our world today, 11% are hungry or undernourished, and about half of them live on family farms. And without adequate resources, farming families can often go hungry. And when the unexpected happens, like drought, flooding, conflict, and other things beyond their control happen, fewer farmers can make it through, and they go hungry. And as members of the ELCA, we are called to respond, and we have, and our children have. So our Sunday school children have been doing something about it, and you have been helping them through the noisy offering and the Christmas marketplace that you so have wonderfully supported. And they have been able to buy hundreds of animals, cows, pigs, goats, chickens, chicks, I should say, not chickens, but they grow into chickens. And these chickens lay eggs, and they provide food as eggs, and then later on as chicken. yes. Children, they eat them. And they also buy honeybees, fruit trees, fish farms, seeds, tools, all sorts of things for farmers. And this program is called the Global Barnyard. And it connects people with the resources they need to produce food, but not only produce food, but also, in turn, they can produce a livelihood, too. So they can, sell the eggs, produce honey, so they can produce an income for themselves, too. And it supports a solution that gets at the root cause of hunger and poverty. So the parents can earn an income, kids can go to school, and it's very helpful. So today we thank you, Salem, for your generosity and your loose change in supporting our church and our children to help them do God's work. Thank you.